You're tuned to 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. For Twin Cities author R.T. Wolf, creativity flourishes when she focuses on the good works of nonprofit organizations like Child Rescue, the organization that fights child trafficking, figures in her latest romantic suspense novel, Savage Alliance. It was just a handful of years ago that Wolf actually started writing, and she says she doesn't have the typical writer origin story.
It was actually an accident.
How do you accidentally become a writer?
It was one of those middle-of-the-night things. Just middle-of-the-night, started writing. I don't remember starting that first line or that first 100 lines or first few pages, but I came out of the end of a tunnel with a book. Never planned to have it published by any means, but fate had a different story, so here I am 10 books later, published in 2013. So yes, I still have a little bit of whiplash and getting used to this new world of publishing, but I'm very fortunate and blessed and grateful.
You write in the romantic suspense genre. What attracts you to that?
I guess it's mostly because it's what I enjoy reading. I need a little bit of action. Someone hooks up, someone dies, I always say.
You write the Nikki Savage book series, and your most recent is Savage Alliance. And this has some very serious subject matter going on with us. You actually worked with Child Rescue of North America for real authenticity in this book. So can you tell me about what inspired it?
In my first books, I started working with different organizations, as most authors do, regarding their authenticity and fact-finding and things as they're developing the outlines and as they write their manuscripts. I started working with East Coast Center for Conservation and Biology. I have a book, the main character is a conservation biologist.
She specializes. Black Creek series.
The Black Creek series, yes. Character who specializes in the banding and rehabilitation of bald eagles and worked with the East Coast Center for Conservation Biology. They were beautiful and helped me with some facts and authenticity. And I got just very involved in promoting their cause and their organization. And they have a page on my website and giving percentages of my books to their organization. And then I ended up doing this again with Master Gardeners, with Operation Migration, with Anna Maria Island Turtle Watch. And then when I started writing the series and this character, she just fell into, you know, characters do have their own minds.
We're talking about Nikki.
Yes.
Nikki is your lead character.
Yes, and please forgive me because authors speak about their characters like they're real people.
I completely understand that.
So,
and
yes.
That's what makes them so enjoyable to readers, because they live for you. They live for the reader.
So she is a victim of trafficking. I started experimenting with that. That started coming to fruition. I started doing some research on different trafficking organizations and looked into a few and really got hooked into Child Rescue. They have an amazing story. So yes, been incorporating them quite specifically, and even the founder, Jess Larson, he is actually an actual character.
You turned a real person into a character.
I did. I even gave him his name.
How does he feel about that?
He's amazing and very helpful and wonderful. Now, the story is mostly about Nikki and her overcoming her past and this Duncan Reed, who also has his own past, and how they complement each other and combat as well. The trafficking is not heavy. It's not depressing. There's still some dry humor. There's good stories, and there are a lot of really, really good, happy endings that come out of work with helping these children and women that have been trafficked.
So you were really dedicated to working with nonprofit organizations with your own creativity. You get to know them and what they're doing, and you absorb it and bring it into the imagination, the realm of romantic suspense.
Yes, and that has just become my drive and my love is working with that. I can't imagine ever writing another series that did not involve some kind of issue or organization, because this is where it's at. I live for this.
Tell me how readers are reacting to your books.
You know, I've had some great success with bringing these different causes to people who might not normally pick up that kind of information.
That's author R.T. Wolf. Her latest book is Savage Alliance. You can find it and her other novels at major booksellers like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and at iTunes. I'm Laura Kennedy.